It's time for the Naples Mac Help Podcast with Apple Certified Support Professional, Jeff Bohr. Well, welcome back, awesome listeners and viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show, back again with Jeff. Jeff, how you doing?
Great this morning, Charlie. Thank you.
You're always doing great. Man, I'm sure your listeners can just feel your smile. But
it's a good thing. Yeah,
you just have fun in what you do.
Yeah, I love my job. I meet different people, and every appointment's different. So I stay busy and love every appointment. So yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's start. Hey, what's going on in your Mac life?
Well, let's see. They're making new announcements tomorrow. So if you follow Apple, they'll be introducing a new phone and stuff. So I'll cover that next time and tell you what's going on, because all the rumors, are out. But you don't know what's going to happen until they make the announcement. So today I want to talk about we talked before about online scams and such.
Yeah.
I want to think about one that I almost got taken by.
Dang.
And how to avoid it.
Wow, I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah. So the story started a few months ago. We were planning a family vacation. And, you know, you use these sites like Airbnb and VRBO, Vacation Rental by Owner, and other places to look at sites. So we were going to travel with another family with kids. You know, we have two kids and they have two kids. And we were going to do a little merge vacation and get a bigger place. And so we were looking for places. And then the mom of the other family sent me a link about this place in the Florida Keys and said, oh, I found this online on Airbnb. And I said, okay. So I looked at it and it was a great place. And it was right on the ocean, you know, big house, 6 bedrooms, plenty of room for everybody, games, everything. So it was on Key Largo and I thought it was great. So I was on my iPad at the time and they said, you know, 6 other people were looking at it. So I thought I better grab it, you know. So I went to the page to put a deposit down and they took me to another page that said the owner of this is in London, England. So you need to pay with this other service. And I said, OK, you know, because I was excited did a wire transfer with my bank. And then about 20 minutes later, I received an email from the property host asking me to pay the balance over the deposit to hold the reservation. So it looked like Airbnb. It had their logo and everything on it. And so I went to the website where I was supposed to make the payment and I went ahead and transferred the balance, you know, and confirmed the booking, you know, because I didn't want to lose it. So I saw that something was a little off. So I went to the Airbnb app on my phone and looked up to the reservation and it wasn't there on my Airbnb account. Right. So that was the first flag. So then the guy that I was talking to sent me a text message, said everything's okay. Airbnb hasn't synced yet, you know, but it'll show up shortly. So what I did was I went into a chat on the website and said, hey, is this legit? And they said, yes, it's legit. You know, everything's on, you know, everything's processed. You'll get your confirmation details soon. And I was like, okay, this is great.
And well, this is the Airbnb site.
Airbnb site. Yeah. So a little bit later, I thought something was a little off and I went back and looked at the site and the top of the site where the address bar is, it did not say Airbnb.com. Mm-hmm. It said Airbnb.rooms and then some gibberish. And I was in a hurry and I didn't look this up during the process. And I always tell my clients, pay attention to the address, because if it says it's Citibank in the email and you click on it and it says some Russian gobbledygook at the top, that's not it. But as I said, I was excited. I got the link from a friend, so I thought I better book it while it was gone. Yeah. The whole thing was a scam. So basically, I was in a hurry and did not look at the address bar at the top of the browser. So when you go to a website and you see www.airbnb.com, always pay attention to that, because I got caught up in the assignment and did not. And this is a nightmare that happened. So basically, I had to call American Express, try to cancel the thing. They told me that they would try to do it, but they didn't know because it was overseas. They eventually got it taken care of. And then I took screenshots. But basically, these guys had a whole fake website built with Airbnb chat. You know, I was on chatting, making sure this was legitimate.
Wow.
The bad guys controlling the chat.
Right.
And you know, so they were reassuring me that everything was okay, but really they were still the bad guys. Right. So basically they had a whole elaborate thing set up, and I don't know how many people they affected, but basically it turns out that they somehow intercepted the Airbnb website. They redirected it.
Wow.
So when you went to Airbnb.com, you got to this other place. This could have been going on for hours or days. I'm not sure. Okay. Airbnb did not ever admit anything, or, you know, they just said they were investigating, and I never heard anything. But basically, you know, it was really scary. And then it was kind of too good to be true, because this place was a dream house, and I thought it was a good deal. But yeah, it was a total scam. And if we would have shown up, we would have shown up on someone's front door with our luggage, and they'd be like, "What are you doing here?"
Right.
You know, so it's really, you have to be careful. So basically, American Express took care of everything. They're really good with this. And, but just be careful, because, you know, anytime you're asked to do Western Union or PayPal, make sure that the people you're talking to are legitimate and upfront and honest and real. Because if you get caught up in something like this, and even I, who am pretty savvy, fell for this. So you just have to be careful and pay attention to the address bar, to the email messages, who they come from. If you hover over the email address, it'll show you who it's really from. And if it says it's from Airbnb, but the address says some gobbledygook and it doesn't say Airbnb.com, that is what happens. So it's really scary, and you have to be cautious every time you book something or buy something online. Make sure first there's the HTTPS. The S stands for security, and there should be a little padlock in the menu bar. But in this case, this site had the HTTPS, but I just didn't pay attention to the link.
Right.
So if you're ever curious, just click on that address, even if it says Airbnb.com. And if you click on it, it will show you the actual complete address. So if it happened to me, it could definitely happen to anyone, because I'm pretty good at most of this
stuff. Yeah.
And if it was maybe 2 days later that I figured it out, the money might have been gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Or so like you said, you show up on the doorstep, even worse. And
right. And these people are like, "What are you doing here? This place isn't for rent." You know, so it was a really an elaborate scam.
Yeah.
And the thing that really threw me was they had the chat set up too. And I don't know how they did that, but they had a chat set up that was of people that were, you know, supposedly Airbnb employees, but were not. And they were answering questions and fielding all that. So, and covering for this guy. So they were all in cahoots, and it was really a ordeal that I won't forget. So just be aware of that, listeners, that when you see something that might be too good to be true, make sure you check all the addresses and everything and make sure it's legitimate.
I mean, and that's really all you have, because you're talking on chat, and as you say, they're just, you know, reassuring you, as you said, that everything is fine. This guy, you said this guy was texting you. You were the owner.
Yeah, he texted me as well. Yeah. You know, emailed me. Yeah. And the emails looked like they came from Airbnb. But like I said, I did not pay attention to the address. I did not pay attention to the sender. The site looked like Airbnb. It was totally legitimate. And this happens a lot with banks and stuff, where you'll get an email from Chase that says, your credit card has been compromised. Click here to fix, you know, and people go to it. And it looks like a Chase website. But it's a total scam. It's like a storefront with nothing behind it. Yeah. So yeah, just be cautious, that pay attention to addresses when you book things online, because if you get to the wrong place, you could lose some serious money. And depending on how you pay, it might be a little more difficult to get it back.
Well, I tell you, and I'm pretty sure I shared this in an earlier episode before I met you. And it was right at the beginning, because it's you know, and you just asked me before we hit the record button, how's my new Mac going? But I was having problems with my old Mac, and I forget what the issue was. And I found someone online, and I forget even how. And it was just a support thing. It wasn't even a paid service. And before I know it, they're connected to me online and going through my system. And then the guy says, "Well, I need your credit card information to do this final test." Going, what? And it all sounded legit, and he was so nice, and man, if I had given him the credit card information, God knows.
It goes fast, and they operate fast. But yeah, that's the thing. And one other piece of advice is never Google for a number for support for Apple. Or yeah, because a lot of times, if you ever notice on Google, the first five or six results are ads.
Yeah.
And they say ad in a tiny little, you know, subscript. Yeah. It's almost hard to see, but the first almost half a page of Google are ads now. So when people say, oh, I need Google's phone number, or I need Apple's phone number, the first five things are paid promotions, and Apple and Google don't pay for this. You know, it's other people. So it might say Apple support 24/7, click here. Yeah. And people think, oh, that's Apple. Yeah. But it's someplace in India or Pakistan or whatever, and the people have a foreign accent, or you might not even hear them because it's done with an online chat. But yeah, eventually they'll want to get your credit card. And from my experience, there's no number you can get to talk to Google ever. They do not have a phone number open to the public. So if you ever try to get Google support, you're not going to get Google because they do not have a phone number. You cannot call them. Apple has a phone number that's 1-800-MY-APPLE. You know, most companies have numbers that you can look on your phone in the support pages. It'll tell you the number for Apple. But just be very cautious about just Googling for help, because a lot of times if you let people in your computer, they'll also cause problems that they'll then charge you to fix. So they'll get in and they'll say, oh, you got a software issue here. And they'll go in and delete some files. And all of a sudden you can't print. And they say, oh, your printer's acting up. It's going to be $60 or $300 for a year of, you know, unlimited support. And then you never hear from them again. So it's really a $300 for a 20-minute job and you never see it again. Because they change their phone numbers. And then if you hang up on them, they'll call you back from a different number. And, you know, it gets to be almost a hostage situation where if they get into your computer enough, they could kind of hold you hostage and say, hey, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to wreck your whole computer. And people get scared.
Yeah.
So just be cautious and pay attention to what you're clicking on and where, what website you're on. And it'll save you a lot of headache and frustration that I experienced in my own, you know, tangle with this kind of technology.
Yeah. So moral of the story is, if you sense something isn't right, stop, right?
Right. And just look a little closer. Look at the address. Look at the email that you got and pay attention, because that's how they're fooling people. And it looks legit and it's really not. And even if someone can get this fooled by something, it could almost happen to anyone, I think. So just be cautious.
Wow. Boy, the money they must have diverted from Airbnb.
They're not going to quit because they're succeeding. You know, this is going to get worse before it gets better, because these scam artists are really raking in the money from all these people that are unsuspecting victims. And until they really come up with a plan to stop everyone or stop 90% of these people, it's not going to get better. So you just have to use caution.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Jeff. I was on a website over the weekend, and when you got on their homepage, it was a company based out of Florida, but they do business, I think, nationally. A big pop-up grays out the screen and says, you know, something like, if you were charged, you know, apparently by us, it wasn't us. We've contacted the authorities, and there's nothing we can do. And I'm going, holy mackerel. Boy, what a mess.
Yeah, and another things I've been seeing more of is you're on a website that's legitimate, but you see this pop up in the corner that says your computer's infected, or not shut down your computer. And what's happened is you couldn't have predicted or prevented this, but the website you were on got hacked for a few minutes. And during that few minutes before, you know, whoever it was realized that their website had been hacked, so many people were exposed to that message. And you know, they know a certain percentage of people will call. It might be 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 1,000, but they probably know these odds. And they know that if they can hack that website for 5 minutes and show a message like that, they'll probably get a couple $100s. And they just do that over and over. So you have to be careful that, you know, just be cautious, because there's nobody, especially with Apple computers, no one can get into your computer unless you let them in. So it's not like they could just, you know, hack into your computer if they were sitting outside in a big truck with all this spy surveillance. It's pretty bulletproof and impenetrable. But what happens is if they say, oh, download this little program so I can see your screen, well, then you've let them in. And once they're into your computer, they could do anything. Because most people don't watch everything. They'll go and get a drink of water and they'll say, hey, are you okay? I'm going to go get a drink or run to the bathroom. You don't know these people. They're from another country and they're in your computer. That's like letting a burglar into your house and saying, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. You know, you just stay here and do what you want. You know, I mean, it's really insane, but that's what we're facing these days. And you have to be alert for these kind of intrusions into your personal world.
And once they're in once, can they get back in?
Not unless you let them back in. I mean, once they're in, even if the software is on your computer, you have to open it and allow them in.
Okay.
So it's a good idea just to delete the software that they had you install.
Yeah.
But yeah, they can't get in unless they knock and you have to let them in each time. So just having the software on your computer doesn't enable them to get in, but it's better to have the remove the software from your computer, whether it's TeamViewer or there's several legitimate programs that these bad guys use. But my advice would be if you're not using them for legitimate support, delete them, and then you'll get a new version when you need that support again legitimately.
Yeah. All right. Boy, great, great advice. Sorry you had to go through it yourself in order to share.
Yeah, well, it was a lesson, and now I can tell people. So it's a good lesson to be learned, and I can spread the word because they are pretty crafty, and you just got to watch out. So
yeah. And like you said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean,
exactly, because they are succeeding.
They are on to something.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. You know, it's like all the creativeness, the ingenuity, if it was applied towards curing cancer or, you know, other things. You know.
Exactly. If these people were in legitimate sales, they probably make a lot of money because they're convincing, you know, but they're probably in countries where $30 is a month's salary. So it's an easy living for them, and it's sad for the rest of us. But yeah, it's something you got to look out for always.
Yeah. Well, once again, Jeff, really appreciate you sharing this message. Your listeners, you've saved them thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars, because it happens to all of us. I mean,
no one is immune from this. You're going to see it eventually at one point. So just be careful.
Yeah. Well, terrific. Well, we look forward to the next episode to find out the latest, greatest Apple products.
Absolutely. And we'll cover the new introductions next time. So thank you.
Absolutely. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Charlie. See you then. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Naples Mac Help Podcast. To learn more about Naples Mac Help, go to naplesmachelp.com or call 239-595-0482.